Harper Audio presents The Legs Are the Last to Go, written and read by Diane Carroll. Copyright 2008 by Diane Carroll. Production copyright 2008 by HarperCollins Publishers. Prologue. Stepping out, senior style. It was a clear spring evening in New York not long ago, and I looked absolutely divine. I felt divine, too, as I stepped out of my hotel onto Central Park South. I was in town from my home in Los Angeles and had just made an appearance on a talk show with my dear old friend Harry Belafonte. Now I was on my way to a screening at the Tribeca Film Festival. I was feeling incredibly pleased with myself. My new coat, black Armani cut to fit perfectly, and I felt good in it. Well, in New York, your coat is your car, after all, so you have to have one that's just right for all the coming and going. Although now a Californian, I associate Manhattan with the best of everything. Saks Fifth Avenue, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and Bergdorf Goodman were around the corner from my hotel. Le Cirque's latest incarnation, a resplendent and colorful room, was east of there. And just a stone's throw from me was the steadfast palatial plaza, where I had lived with Suzanne, my only child, in the early 1960s. I performed there in the Persian Room with a 14-piece orchestra. You see, long before I became television's first black actress with her own sitcom, I was a performer in the musical theater and nightclub worlds, with my spiritual center on the stages of Broadway.